In the early 20th century, the Tampa streetcar line stretched from downtown Tampa north to Sulphur Springs, at that time a tourist attraction. In 1911, real estate developer T. Roy Young bought 40 acres halfway up the trolley line and divided it into residential lots, naming it Seminole Heights, Tampa's first streetcar suburb. The rest, as they say, is history. This past Saturday, neighbors in Seminole Heights joined together to mark the 100th year of the neighborhood of shady oaks and front porches, with games, vendors, a showing of the Seminole Heights documentary, and of course, birthday cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Seminole Heights neighborhood.
The event
Happy
brought out residents young and old, including 87-year-old Margaret McAllister, an organist at First Presbyterian Church, who was born in the same Seminole Heights bungalow she lives in to this day.
Before the interstate, the streetcar went right here on Central from Sulphur Springs downtown. We always enjoyed the streetcars. Actually, that highway just cut Seminole Heights in half, and so that was sad. My mother was very upset when it was going to be built because she was afraid it would take our house, but it didn't take our house. It did take my neighbor's house.
In recent years, Seminole Heights has witnessed a revitalization with several small businesses, restaurants, a community garden, and even a neighborhood bicycle club popping up. Alan Snell is the founder of the Seminole Heights Bicycle Club.
Well, Seminole Heights, I think we're usually at the cutting edge of a lot of urban redevelopment ideas and neighborhood ideas, and even our bike club, for example. You know, we are an urban bicycle club. We're unusual not only for Seminole Heights and Tampa, we're unusual for the entire state of Florida in terms of having a bike club that's really dedicated to more casual bicycle enthusiasts who look at bicycling as a fun social activity, where we also connect businesses and local places of interest along bike rides.
The residents of Greater Seminole Heights have become well known for their civic activism over the years, helping to turn the neighborhood around after years of neglect. Gary Ellsworth is the president of the South Seminole Heights Civic Association.
I've actually lived in South Seminole Heights now for a little over 20 years, and we've seen a great revitalization of the neighborhood. We're anxiously awaiting the completion of the form-based code initiative, which the city is writing right now. However, this is not going to be an immediate fix. We're not going to wake up one day and find, utopia. There's a lot of things that are going to have to come together on that to make it work. Safe pedestrian ways, safe bicycling ways, green space for the public, transportation, parking.
You can find out more about Seminole Heights on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Seminole Heights.